Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from Venezia 74, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Annika Berg and producer Katia Adamide, who are here presenting a film, Team Hurricane, in the Critics Week, International Critics Week. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, quite simply, the first question is a formality. I'd like to ask the director, would you be able to tell our listeners who are not familiar with the film yet to kind of tell us a little bit about the story and just introduce it for us?
It's a film about the inner life of 8 teens, and it's a film that's about that age and the struggle with identity and the struggle with belonging and...
Struggle to just be at a difficult age where you're not quite a kid and you're not quite an adult.
Exactly, the transition.
And does it have any sort of autobiographical, influences?
Yeah, it has a lot, lots of biography in it. Everything that I pick from what the girls hand over to me, they give me a lot. I ask them to improvise and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and I basically pick things I can relate to and things that that's vulnerable for me as well, and it's part of my story.
Yeah, I got the impression of the film being very genuine, also because there was this kind of improvisation, use of improvisation, but also the colorful style and very, you know, lively style and really creative.
Yeah.
It almost feels like it reflects an expression of their existence. But I'd like to know a little bit more about that. You know.
Basically, we have called it a punk chick flick for as long as we have been doing it. And the punk element is also, it's more about the original philosophy behind punk, that to embrace the things that society finds ugly. And actually, I started the process by looking at a lot of old footage of me and stuff that me and my friends had done on VHS and stuff like that. And then I started to edit in that stuff, and I just found it really inspiring how rowdy the material was, and to take that rowdiness seriously when you were editing. So we just tried to embrace the roughness and embrace stuff that's not normally looked upon as aesthetic.
Yeah, and embrace today's technologies as well, because there's some shots in which the girls film themselves.
Yeah.
So that was, again, you know, trying to get into their own world.
Yeah, and just and just also really take them seriously and take teen aesthetics seriously, and not just come as grown-ups and wanting to take advantage of them, but really, really having respect for them and their craft and their intelligence. And
Katia, would you like to maybe tell me how this journey began, how this became a movie?
Well, Annika's editor contacted me and said Annika is going to finish film school in 6 months, and I think you guys should meet. And she sent me Annika's graduation film, which I watched, and then Annika and I met, and that was the beginning of actually just creating ideas and going forth and back. So it wasn't like we had already, or Annika had already, a project in mind. We met for the first time, and we just talked about basically us and what how we are and what we like and what stupid things we do, basically. And from the first meeting, we knew this is going to be great, basically. Well,
what you're saying is what's important, and I think it's important for a filmmaker anyways, to have a vision, a unique vision of cinema. Do you think that's important?
Yeah, I do, but I think, like, for me, the directors I work with, and Annika as well as the other two directors I work with, they have a very, very intense, specific vision. But at the same time, they are also my friends and family and people I love And whatever they come with, they would never disappoint me. I would always love every idea they express.
Very good. Well, Annika, actually, reminds me that because this film, as we mentioned earlier, was very... Well, you know, I get the impression that it's very spontaneous and things happen during production. But you have to, you know, find the right girls, I guess. How did you come across these ones that are in the film?
There was a lot of social media scouting, and I had to do it myself because we quickly find out that nobody else could really identify what it was that I was looking for. Katja could, but not a casting agent. And Katja had a lot of other stuff to do. So it was just hardcore scouting and then trying to get in contact with them and trying to gain their trust. And in the first letter I wrote them, I asked them to send me a video they themselves would make, with where they would tell some about a thing that they really love, a favorite thing. So it was basically just giving them a ball and see if they would catch it and if they would throw it back to me and if they would just take it and run.
But how do you gain their trust, though?
Probably by exposing myself as well, I think.
In what way?
Just telling them that what I want to portray is not only their story, but it's also my story, and that it's a joint project, and it's we want to help others not feel so alone with what they're going through by sharing what's inside of us and what's hurting.
Very good. Okay, well, that's all the time that we have, but thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to Team Hurricane.
Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.